if you could, would you go back to doing high energy Tom 40?
It doesn't exist anymore the way I think of it. Right. I would say I would be willing to do an oldies format that you know, played a lot of 60s, 70s, and 80s songs. I think that would be the same delivery almost.
All right. Well, in lieu of that, this will have to do.
The best music. WPGC.
WPGC 933 with Marvin Gaye. WPGC, where Claire Kaiser of Woodbridge, Virginia, identified superstar 11 as Glenn Campbell. Write down the names of all of the superstars you hear because they're all you need to know to win your own country home. Friday the 13th from WPGC 1003. This is WPGC, AM and FM, Morningside, WPGC. WPGC, stars waking above, and you just might see a few this morning. Some of the cloud activity is on its way out the door. WPGC, a little while from now, I'll give you a chance to pick up the latest album of the Beatles when I tell you to call in. WPGC, ain't gonna bump no more with no big fat woman. Boy, I bet my English teacher would love that. It's Joe Tex, where fat is where it's at 546.
Sure. Washington.
WPGC, metro weather, mostly sunny but breezy and cool. High today near 64, low tonight around 44. Washington temperature 45 at WPGC.
All right, and that was actually a composite of several different day parts, again from May of 77.
Right.
When you came from Salt Lake, was the format virtually identical?
They were similar, but our music was definitely, you know, it was according to the market. Washington had a lot more urban songs. Like that ain't gonna bump with no big fat woman. That definitely wasn't played in Salt Lake City. So I was really having a lot of fun with those songs.
Mm-hmm. I bet, yeah.
Although I thought PGC had a great engineer out of Milton Smith III.
Smitty.
They call it. And he had been on the air himself. And so he made so many little things, you know, a segue capability between cart to cart and all that. It was almost like having an engineer. Mm-hmm. It really was. But you could be caught in that and end up having it mess you up later if you didn't flip a switch back. But still, it was great. We never had that in Salt Lake City.
Did he ever consult the other stations?
Yeah, Smitty came out a lot, and I remember him coming out, and he tweaked our AM, which was a 965 kilowatt AM. He was the greatest engineer I think I ever worked for.
Yeah, I love him. I agree. It was the best FM audio I ever worked with.